Greetings, dear listeners, and welcome to another episode of Real Skiers with Jackson Hogan. This is your host and spirit guide to all matters related to alpine skiing, Jackson Hogan. Today's topic is one I've harped on before, yet I repeat the theme today because it has never been more relevant. Before you buy a new ski, first understand the brand. Every brand has a history and either owns or has a relationship with a factory or factories where its skis are made. The more you know about a brand's traditional strengths and weaknesses, and more importantly, where, how, and by whom their skis are created, the better equipped you are to make a sound buying decision. Before waxing eloquent on the current issues facing all brands, I want to remind my dear listeners that one of the several advantages to becoming a RealSkiers.com member, only $24.95 a year for new subscribers and $19.95 for returning members, is that membership grants you access to my brand profiles for all major brands. Shortly, I will provide an example of just such a brand profile so that you can see the merits of reading them all. Now, back to the business at hand. As I'm sure all my dear listeners are aware, the pandemic wreaked a certain amount of havoc on the world's ski suppliers, creating distribution bottlenecks followed by skyrocketing shipping costs, whose effects are still being felt. The most obvious manifestation of this squeeze on costs was an increase in the price skiers will pay for a premium model, normally $50 over the 2022 street price, which is the smallest increment possible, really. There's going to be some pricing confusion this fall, which I will explain momentarily, but first I shall speculate that subsidiaries in the U.S. who pay their European manufacturers in dollars earned their parent companies a tidy profit on the currency exchange. The wholesale price didn't have to rise spectacularly to cover the other costs of doing business that definitely ballooned during the pandemic. I just mentioned that there will be some price confusion this fall over what is meant by, quote, retail price. That's because several major brands decided to eliminate a rung on the pricing ladder called minimum advertised price, or MAP, making the manufacturer's suggested retail price, or MSRP, the only stated public price. Compared to the 2022 MSRP, the new merged with MAP version is actually lower than the old reference, but is almost invariably $50 more than the MAP price skiers paid last year. If that sounds confusing, because it is, just remember that at the end of the day, everyone's top models are up around $50 out the door. One reason the MAP price had to go was due to another relatively new phenomenon. Every major supplier, and 99% of the minor ones, now sell their wares directly to the public online. For the supplier to compete against its own distribution, it couldn't offer a standard price above what its dealers used. In other words, the manufacturers needed an MSRP at parity with the dealers, which rendered the old MAP price obsolete. If everyone had flipped the same no more MAP switch, the situation on the ski shop wall wouldn't be so confusing, but a few key players are still pitching both a MAP, the de facto price, and an MSRP that pretends to be the standard when, in fact, precious few parties adhere to it. I suspect this partly transformed market pricing pattern will sort itself out. After all, there's still only one price being offered, regardless of what you call it, and by the 23-24 season, all references to a MAP price will be a curio consigned to the past. I want to circle back to a point I made a moment ago that every brand either owns or has a relationship with a factory or factories where its skis are made. Those who own their own means of production are married to their machinery and methods, which isn't such a bad thing when everything is shiny and new, but it tends to limit interest in moving in an unfamiliar direction. Brands tend to stay close to their manufacturing roots, which largely define who they are and what they do best. While all the brands currently reviewed at RealSkiers.com own their own manufacturing facilities, this hasn't always been the case. Several important brands spent time as vagabonds, including Nordica, Armada, and Kessley. Being a vagabond gives a brand the flexibility to bring diversity to its lineup without the overhead of ownership. Depending on the choice of manufacturing partner, product quality may even be better than if a small batch producer were to strike out on his own. I hope these last few minutes of monologue are enough to persuade you to subscribe to realskiers.com, if for no other reason, then you will have a much better idea of what you're buying if you devour all the brand profiles I provide for both boot and ski brands before you sally forth to buy a new pair of skis or boots. So that you can take full measure of the value of a realskiers.com brand profile, I shall now relate the 2023 brand profile for Vocal in all its luxurious detail, beginning with this overview. Vocal didn't actually invent the concept of quality control, but denizens of our little corner of the universe can be forgiven for thinking so. It set the standard for base finish for so long, if someone gave a trophy for the best quality control, they'd have to name it the Vocal Prize. Yet this noteworthy achievement probably plays only a minor role in why skiers who buy Vocals never just buy one pair. Instead, they become Vocal junkies. Not that they become dissolute, as it takes an athlete to happily coexist with the Vocals of yore, but they do become dependent. Mama, don't take my mantras or Kenjas away. During Vocal's ascension to market preeminence, it earned a reputation for powerful, technical skis with a small sweet spot and an unslakable thirst for speed. Vocal came to regard its experts-only-need-apply reputation as a stigma that limited its sales potential, so it set in motion a long-term plan to change how the brand was perceived by changing, sometimes radically, how it made skis. The trick in this transformation was how to wean their public off its ultra-traditional, thick, fully cambered skis without losing its established base among the sports elite. It began by tampering with the Gotama, an off-trail ski that served as a logical place to excise an old-school, arched camber line and substitute a fully rockered baseline. Once the new Gotama with the flat baseline was accepted, Vocal applied the same technique with its frontside carvers, with the same result. The RTM 84 won instant adherence. With each passing season, another venerable model passed through the modernization machinery. The process continued in 2014, as the Kendo and Kenja were brought into the new age fold with double rockered baselines with just a remnant of camber underfoot, and the revered Mantra and Aura were transformed into off-trail models with a camberless, fully rockered baseline, all the better to smear with. The power that was once the exclusive province of highly skilled athletes became accessible to the nearly skilled as well. When Vocal unveiled the V-Works Katana several seasons ago, it would have been supernaturally prescient to foretell that by 2017 it would be the inspiration for nearly all important models from 81 to 108 millimeters underfoot. The V-Works Katana was an experiment to see what would happen if a ski was made of a lot of highly compressed carbon and little else. It skied like the world's fattest carving ski, not exactly a niche everyone was stampeding to occupy. But the V-Works Katana was onto something. It was possible to pare away a lot of material from a conventional ski construction and, if the remaining structure were strong enough, it would still perform at a high level. Vocal called this new shape 3D Ridge, named for the raised central platform that forms the thickest part of the ski. By 2016, 3D Ridge design permeated the Vocal line, spreading the lighter is better gospel to all skiers. There was only one fly in this low-fat ointment. None of the Katana's kinder skied with the authority of the original all-carbon 3D Ridge, which then as now cost a fortune to make and therefore isn't marketable to the masses. In 2018, Vocal revealed the perfect patch for the power shortage, a bottom layer of glass configured to increase the torsional rigidity, called 3D glass. Ingenious in its simplicity, stunning in its impact on performance, 3D glass was the best across-the-board product upgrade of 2018. It's difficult to overstate the benefits of 3D glass, the craftily configured sheet of fiberglass that elevated the edge grip of every model it touched. The secret to 3D glass's effectiveness was that it didn't just lay in the bottom of the stack of laminated components, but ran up the sidewall and tucked over its top, essentially forming an anchored, open box with all the other elements as filling. 3D glass makes a ski livelier because glass is the springiest material in the ski. It makes a ski more resistant to twist because it has its own sidewalls. It helps maintain edge contact on hard snow and bats away clumps of broken snow off trail. It can't put your boots on for you, but it does just about everything else. 4 years ago, Vocal unveiled the fifth generation of its legendary Mantra, the M5. The Mantra M5 was created to win back the experts who once formed the backbone of the brand's market support. The key to its success was a new way of deploying Titanol, breaking the top laminate into three pieces. Long stirrups of 0.6 mm Titanol wrapped around the tip and tail, while a third 0.3 mm strip occupied the center of the ski. None of the pieces connected, which allowed a honking layer of glass directly below them to, quote, breathe. By that I mean the broken-up top laminate made it both easier for the skier to flex the center of the ski and, just as importantly, allows the fiberglass sheet to compress. The instant the skier releases the pressure, ping, the glass rebounds and pops the skier into the next turn. If there was one trait the original Titanol frame could hang its hat on, it was rebound energy. 2 years ago, Titanol frame spread its wings, infiltrating the frontside genre with the Deacon 84 and moving to the front of the line in the All-Mountain East category with the Kendo 88. Not coincidentally, the Kendo 88 and Deacon 84 also shared the 3D radius side cut, an ingenious way of creating a classic combi or hybrid GS/SL ski. If you ride the ski at a low edge angle, you'll engage the longer radius tip and tail, so you can cruise without fear of being yanked into a tight turn. To activate the slalom-esque midsection, the skier needs to elevate the edge angle and apply pressure to the softened-up center section, and bingo! The ski tightens its turn radius instantly and in the same heartbeat releases the edge with enthusiasm. Once you understand how to operate it, 3D radius is a gas to engage. At the other end of the agility scale lay the Mantra 102, also introduced 3 years ago and also embellished with Titanol frame and 3D radius, which in this oversized application created a ski that tried to subdue terrain rather than caress it. Vocal has a huge fan base among strong women skiers who have three Titanol frame models to call their own, Kenja 88, Secret 102, and the Secret 96. None of these women's models have been watered down to placate the masses. They're every bit as bold and badass as their unisex counterparts. Beginning with the 2022 season, Vocal laid in place two more elements that will continue to influence the direction of its entire off-trail collection for the next few years: tailored Titanol frame and tailored carbon tips. The flagships for the new technologies are the Mantra M6 and Secret 96 for women. Suffice it to say, the future at Vocal looks very bright indeed. Dear readers, please note this prophetic aside from these words I wrote a season ago. But this is not the right time or place for brevity, so allow me to divulge the details. Tailored Titanol frame adjusts the dimensions of the front Titanol frame by size, a change that has the most effect on the longest and shortest sizes. The change may sound subtle, but its impact is profound. Each length is now more balanced in its behavior and won't balk at the top of the turn. Working in concert with tailored Titanol frame is tailored carbon tips, a tech first marketed in the Deacon V-Works. The technical story is that prepreg carbon only comes in limited preset configurations, basically either linear stringers or a crisscross pattern. Tailored carbon tips liberates the ski designer to create exactly the matrix he or she wants. The marketing story of tailored carbon tips is that Vocal tested dozens of TCT designs to achieve the precise degree of shock damping desired. This extensive testing went on despite the limitations imposed by the worldwide pandemic. The performance story of TCT and tailored Titanol frame is, in a word, wow. The age of rocker has led to the virtual disembodiment of the front of many, if not most, all-terrain skis. With the new Mantra M6 and Secret 96, the technical skier can reconnect the forebody with the rest of the ski. Sure, both models are double rockered. 3D radius side cut wouldn't work without it. But the overall sensation is one of connection, not looseness. While the experts who have always loved Vocal will swoon over the Mantra M6 and the Secret 96, it's the lower skill skiers who really benefit from the changes they embody. Now that each size is essentially its own ski, the shorter skis are exponentially easier to manage for the less skilled. It bears mention that Vogel created these more expensive components and elaborate constructions in the midst of a worldwide pandemic and market environment that encouraged standing pat rather than obsoleting what's on the rack. Vogel willfully created a new design that would raise its cost of goods, knowing full well it couldn't recover the added investment by jacking up its prices last year. During a Zoom press briefing at the beginning of the 21-22 season, I asked Andy Mann, Vogel's product manager for its off-trail series, how he was able to slide this puck past management's usual insistence on maintaining gross margin. He answered that ownership and management trusted the design team to make it all work, especially in light of the last two seasons' peculiar circumstances. Vogel's willingness to invest in making better skis sets it apart from the brands that curbed their ambitions. Please note, everyone's prices went up for the 22-23 season, and some brands, including Vogel, eliminated minimum advertised price from its marketing mix, making the MSRP the de facto norm it was always intended to be, but rarely was. 2 years ago, Vogel tried to stretch its market reach downward, creating a $599 Big Mountain model, the Blaze 106. It happened to arrive just as the U.S. market demand for a hybrid in-resort/backcountry model went ballistic. Last year, Vogel added a Blaze 86 and 86W to the mix, both at $499, which should serve as step-up models whether the skier's ambitions lie inbounds or out. Vogel has always had a place in its heart and in its product line for an on-piste family that isn't bred for racing, but neither is it for neophytes. Think of the retired Code series or the first-generation Deacon 76. It is into this slot that Vogel inserted the Deacon Masters in a 76 and a 72. I'd call them, quote, gentlemen's cruisers, except they are absolute aces at short turns, and they're built more like a race tiger than a Deacon, with a World Cup wood core, two full sheets of titanal, and a 10mm World Cup plate underfoot. If you've ever raced, you'll get it, and you'll want to get one of them. At the other end of the width spectrum, the Katana 108, introduced 2 years ago, got short shrift on these pages as we never got on one. We still haven't seen enough data to recommend it, but I've managed to get on it, and it's a gem. I expected it to ski like a panzer, mowing down all before it, but it was stunningly nimble, able to swivel around tight trees and generally behave more like an acrobat than a lumberjack. That covers the background information on Vogel leading up to the 2023 season, about which we have this to say. As foretold in these pages, tailored titanal frame and tailored carbon tips would continue to infiltrate Vogel's all-mountain freeride collection, as indeed it has, with predictably stellar results. The Kendo 88, Kenja 88, and Mantra 102 all got the quote-unquote tailored treatment, and the difference in the two generations is palpable. The Kendo 88 shattered its own record for top power score in the murderously competitive all-mountain East genre, and also turned in the second-best score for finesse properties, reinforcing its first-in-class position. The Mantra 102 underwent an even more stunning personality transplant, perhaps the most impressive change in behavior in any genre, and it was already the top power big mountain ski in our rankings. What changed was a massive dose of smoothness, subtlety, and ease at rolling edge to edge. The 2022 Mantra 102's high torsional rigidity made its ski wider than its actual width. The new Mantra 102 is so maneuverable, its extra girth is barely noticeable. The 2023 Mantra 102 still favors the skilled skier who knows how to find and maintain a high edge angle. It is, after all, a power ski through and through. But skilled skiers appreciate finesse attributes too, particularly in the big mountain category, where the Mantra 102 continues to rule supreme. This has been Jackson Hogan, and you've been listening to Real Skiers with Jackson Hogan, brought to you by RealSkiers.com. Thanks for listening.